The next patient is Mr. James Adams. The last name is A-D-A-M-S, first name James. 81-year-old white male that we follow in the practice because of CKD3B. The patient has obstructive nephropathy. He self-catheterized when he doesn't have a good urinary output, but the amount of self-catheterization has decreased significantly because the patient has been able to void without any problems. He has a history of prostate cancer that is followed by urology. The patient remains with a serum creatinine 1.74, a BUN of 20, and an estimated GFR that is 39, which makes him a 3B. The amount of protein that he excretes in the urine is very minimal. Number two, the patient has iron deficiency anemia. The latest hemoglobin that was recorded on October the 16th of 2023, hemoglobin 11.1. He continues to take iron. Following number, type 2 diabetes that has been under control, the hemoglobin A1C is 6%. Hyperlipidemia that is under control. The total cholesterol is 117, the triglycerides 98, HDL 36, LDL 62. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, he is asymptomatic. Following number, coronary artery disease, a history of congestive heart failure. He has an ejection fraction of 65%, left ventricular hypertrophy, with some diastolic dysfunction is present in the to the echocardiogram. The patient is followed by the cardiologist. Following number, arterial hypertension, the blood pressure reading today is 143 over 55. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency and supplementation. This patient is in very stable condition. We are going to reevaluate him in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 8 minutes of the time reviewing the lab, 16 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.